This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Big news today from the Boston Public Schools and the Teachers Union. After more than 2 years of seemingly incontractable negotiations, the parties have reached a tentative agreement. Superintendent Carol Johnson called the agreement a significant step for the district.
What this contract will achieve is a fundamental shift in the way our schools operate and meet the needs of all children.
The Boston agreement comes on the third day of the Chicago teachers' strike, when unions and districts across the country are struggling over core reforms such as teacher evaluations.
WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov was at the Boston announcement at Boston City Hall today and joins us. Hi there, Monica.
Hi, Meghna.
So more than 2 years of these ongoing negotiations, there have been many issues on the table: teacher pay raises, extended learning time, and of course, teacher evaluations, just to name a few. But what were the big-ticket items that the teachers' union and the school district came to an agreement on last night?
Well, the biggest one is pay raise. The union agreed to 12% pay raise for teachers over 6 years. So this contract will last 6 years, but the old one expired 2 years ago. So 2 years of that will be retroactive. They'll all be getting a 3% pay increase right away. But they agreed to this in exchange for using a teacher evaluation system based on the state model. The other thing they agreed to is that any new teacher who gets a bad performance review will not be given a pay raise. That was a big sticking point with the union. But really, in the last days of this, it seemed to be all over this teacher evaluation system. And that's what the struggle is over in Chicago to some degree as well. And how do you evaluate teachers in a new way? They want to take, in this new contract, they'll take into consideration student performance. That can be MCAS test scores, among other evidence of student growth, but it will also include how a teacher interacts with parents in the community, their professionalism. So this significantly changes how teachers are evaluated.
Okay, so the other big change, I understand, has to do with seniority, which is kind of an interesting thing in Boston public schools, because beforehand, when a new position opened up, I understand that the school district was only allowed to look at the three most senior people who may have been interested in the job, but now principals can choose from whatever slate of candidates apply. So here's how Teachers Union President Richard Stutman described the change.
What we've established is a brand new system where there'll be flexibility on both sides, from the teacher standpoint and the principal standpoint. At the end of the day, the teacher will be guaranteed a position, but at the end of the day, it'll be a more suitable position.
So, Monica, does that mean that seniority has been completely eliminated as a factor?
No, not eliminated, but reduced. So this contract gives the flexibility for them to interview others in this excess pool, which is where teachers go when they are laid off or they want to switch schools, and they get to select the teachers themselves, the principals say, but the principals will get to do. But critics say that while this is good, they still can't go outside the excess pool to hire new teachers. And if there's a teacher with seniority left in the pool at the end of the selection process, they will be assigned a position at a school. The principal doesn't have a choice. So the principals still aren't given full educational control over their schools.
Hmm. Now, a couple weeks ago, at another contentious moment in these ongoing negotiations, on the day that the Boston Teachers Union offered its latest sort of package, at that point in time, they were also saying, hey, we would like more school nurses and social workers. We'd like a reduction in class size, et cetera. Were they granted these things by the school districts, or was there anything left on the table that you know of?
Well, the union did get what it wanted: more nurses, more social workers, smaller class sizes, and a few grades. But what was really left on the table was extending the school day. The school district had been pushing for a proposal to extend most schools by 45 minutes. And a lot of education research shows that is one of the best ways to make sure underperforming students can catch up. But superintendent dropped this more than a month ago and instead relied on this Project Promise schools with, you know, language that was already in the contract. So a handful of schools would have extended school days, but not across the board. But today she said, even though it's not in the contract, we have not given up on time.
Mm. So we can't officially call this an agreement yet because the Boston Teachers Union needs to vote on it, and so does the Boston School Committee. But Monica, I mean, let's take a step back here, because as we hinted at earlier, teachers, unions, and school districts are kind of going toe-to-toe in a lot of places across the country, Chicago and the current teacher strike being the epicenter of some of this right now. Do you think that what's going on in Chicago maybe lit a fire under the folks in Boston to get something done?
Well, we asked that question today, and the union and the school district denied it. But they both seemed just exhausted. The president of the union said, look, negotiations have gone on too long. I think they probably came to a resolution now because of the threat hanging overhead of the State Department of Labor Relations. Last week, the mayor called them in, and they were starting to assemble a team, get the facts together, and investigate why this stalemate and maybe recommend a resolution. And I'm sure the bargaining sides both didn't want that.
WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reporting on the recent agreement, or today announced the agreement regarding Boston Public School teachers and the school district. Thanks so much, Monica.
You're welcome.